The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And we are doing that, we country folks, here on the American Freedom Party Report, here on a Sunday, June 25th, 2017, joined by Paul Fromm in Canada, our international advisor to the American Freedom Party, and George in Maryland, one of our staunchest supporters, and the Johnson Amendment. George came up with that research during the break here. It's called the Johnson Amendment, and it was put into place not by President Johnson, but by the equally evil Senator Johnson from Texas. In 1954, he made a provision, he authored what became a provision in the U.S. tax code, operative since 1954, prohibiting all 501c3 nonprofit organizations from endorsing or opposing political candidates. 501c3 organizations are the most common type of nonprofit organizations in the United States, ranging from charitable foundations to universities and churches. The amendment is named for then-Senator Lyndon Baines Johnson of Texas, who introduced it in draft form in July of 1954. I was 6 years old. Paul, I think you were probably 6 years old, too, then.
The same, yes. No, five.
We didn't even know what was happening to us.
James and Paul, this thing reeks. I mean, Joseph Stalin couldn't even come up with this. You'd never dream of an Orthodox Church criticizing the Soviet communist government. But in the United States, in the middle of the Cold War, how did this happen?
You really wonder.
And what this has done, this has left people like George Soros free to dump hundreds of millions of dollars into politics, while a more powerful institution, which is America's churches, have been muzzled. So what Johnson did is he sidelined the right. He sidelined, what does Mike Rivera call it? Truth itself was sidelined by this Johnson Amendment. But now comes the good news. During his 2016 presidential campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly called for the repeal of this amendment. On February 2nd, 2017, President Trump vowed at the National Prayer Breakfast to totally destroy the Johnson Amendment. White House, let's see, we'll skip that. On May 4th, 2017, Trump signed the presidential executive order promoting free speech and religious liberty. Going right back to our opening theme, Paul, of free speech. This directs the Department of Treasury that churches should not be found guilty of implied endorsements where secular organizations would not be. So there you go. Finally, Donald Trump delivers on this, and I think this points to his genius, folks. Donald Trump's recognition that the Johnson Amendment was crippling the right is an act of brilliant insight. Why didn't Ronald Reagan see that? Why didn't Richard Nixon see that? Richard Nixon could have written the executive order. Ronald Reagan could have written the executive order. It would take a flick of their wrist to have undone the Johnson Amendment. They didn't do it. One reason is they're not as smart as Donald Trump. They were not. And they were not as perceptive as Donald Trump. And this intelligence is pervasive through all of Donald Trump's work.
Jamie, yeah. This just in. Did we talk about all this rigmarole about Justice Kennedy figuring out to retire?
Yes, this is wonderful story. Is there an update on that?
Well, they're one day old. So CNN says Anthony Kennedy retirement watch at a fever pitch.
Yes.
So when the Commie News Network says fever pitch, they're frightened to death. So Kennedy's going to get replaced by somebody a little more Trumpian.
Yeah, let me. I'll bring that back up on my screen. I had it. I was planning on talking about that today. Kennedy, I think, is he 81? I'll look it up in just a moment. But Kennedy is old and was appointed by Reagan, I think. I'll go look it up in just a second. But Kennedy has been the swing vote. Yes, and this is coming from his staffers, his clerks. They were called to a meeting. There was a reunion kind of get-together meeting of Kennedy clerks that was scheduled to occur 1 year from now. It was jumped. The schedule was jumped up for this meeting to occur now. And the speculation is it's because Kennedy is saying goodbye to his clerks and staff. Oh, my gosh. Would this
and
be
And it says right here in Fox News, his departure would allow conservatives to rest near total control of the bench for the foreseeable future.
Yes, because the story on Kennedy is that he was appointed by a Republican president, but he has not voted in a rightward way consistently. He's been kind of a flip-flop, half the time voting wrong, half the time voting, from our point of view, correctly. So the in this is an amazing thing. In recent cases before the Supreme Court, it's actually talked about that the attorneys arguing before the court they're looking at Justice Kennedy, and the whole argument is just at Justice Kennedy, because they know that Kagan and Sotomayor and Ginsburg and Breyer are going to vote wrongly. They know that the other four will vote correctly, formerly led by Scalia, now led by Neil Gorsuch. So the case was going to be decided by this one man, Justice Kennedy, and he went both ways. He'd go both directions. Now, Trump, yes, we, the forces of truth, can put a fifth good justice on the Supreme Court. And boy, does that change our future, Paul.
Yeah, that does.
We talk about what we started with, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and then go on down the rest of the Bill of Rights. But those five will be voting for our freedom in the future. And and Donald Trump's got the Senate. He's got the House, in spite of idiots like John McCain in the Senate and Paul Ryan in the House. Nevertheless, you know, John McCain wouldn't dare. Even that clown would not dare vote to impede putting a patriot on the Supreme Court. So, wow, that's good news. Thank you for... And I think that the big event here is tomorrow. I believe this is a Monday. The thought is that Kennedy, when the court meets tomorrow, may announce his retirement.
We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow night if he does that, James.
Yeah. Let's go back to our call.
Trump has somebody even harder right to than Mr. Gorsuch in his back pocket.
Okay. And if he does get to appoint a strict constructionist, and if he does, and I'm sure he will, it will be a reminder to all those who were very worried about whether they should support Trump because they had this objection or that objection. And I think many of you and I as well warned people, look, Trump has committed to appointing strict constructionists. He will get the chance to appoint one, maybe two, maybe more in a four-year term. That's the future of the court for the next 20 years, all things being equal. That may be one of the most important considerations. Fortunately enough, people saw it that way, and this will be huge, absolutely huge, in my opinion.
Did you say huge?
Huge.
And now I wish I had the audio right here queued up, ready to go. But Donald Trump, in the last 72 hours, he made a great statement about the importance of just what you said, Paul. He said, people told me when I was, on the run-up to appointing Neil Gorsuch, he said, you got to appoint him young, Donald. And the and he said, and they gave the reasoning. He said, whoever I appoint, if he's young, like Neil Gorsuch, he is going to be issuing decisions for 40 years, or at least, I think he said 30, at least 30 years. Yeah. And he said, this will far transcend my own administration. Imagine it, 30 years from now, you know, your freedoms being protected by somebody that I had the honor to appoint. And he said, that is, you know, of course, he's recognizing he'll be long gone. He's 71 years old now. He'd have to be 101 in 30 years. So when we're, you know, all honoring, of course, Paul, you and I, we may have departed as well. But the rest of you, you'll be, you know, honoring Donald Trump with bronze equestrian statues. I don't know whether he rides or not. Maybe golfing statues, bronze statues of the greatest president in American history will be dotted around the countryside, hopefully not placed in downtown areas like the Lee Monument in New Orleans. Let's, in the future, folks, let's put our monuments out in the suburbs or smaller towns where they have a chance of surviving.
Did you read that a city, a town in Alabama is asking to take or buy the memorials from New Orleans or taken down, and they'll proudly display them?
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And, you know, that's that, you know, let's make hay on these things. Get those monuments back up and make the point that we lost our cities, all of our cities, all of our downtowns, you know, and, you know, have been lost to what? To the immigration invasion. Now, let me look at these figures here on the justices. Anthony Kennedy is currently 80 years old. I was close. He was confirmed in the Senate, appointed by Ronald Reagan. Got that right. Confirmed 97-0. And see, that was a good sign, a good harbinger, Paul, that Kennedy wouldn't be that great if all the Democrats supported him. A better appointment is somebody like Chief Justice John Roberts, who was confirmed 78-22, or Clarence Thomas. He was confirmed. He's now only 69 years old. Clarence Thomas was confirmed 52-48. That was a squeaker.
And remember the fellow with the kind of curly hair who didn't get confirmed but would have been a great justice?
Oh, yeah, that was
Robert Bork.
Yeah. Bork.
So the good guys don't make it, or make it by a slim margin.
Yes.
It's unfortunate that Mr. Bork died some years ago. I would be thrilled to have him show up and have Donald Trump appointed.
Yeah, and notice that the good justices, Samuel Alito, who votes right, he was confirmed, appointed by George W. Bush, confirmed 58-42. Neil Gorsuch, he's of course our man, he was confirmed 54-45. So a little bit of a breathing room there. Shamefully, Elena Kagan, horrible, was confirmed 63-37. So not all Republicans opposed her. Sonia Sotomayor confirmed 68-31. Stephen Breyer confirmed 87-9. He has voted terribly, appointed by Bill Clinton. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, now here's the good news on her. She's 84 years old. She was confirmed. This is shameful, Paul. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was confirmed 96-3.
Oh,
only three, I'm sure they were Republican senators, had the brains or the courage to oppose Ruth Bader Ginsburg, appointed by Bill Clinton in 1993. She's been on the court 23 years. So that's, ooh-wee, that's, so the departure of Kennedy, if that happens, he's 80 years old. That's, you know, that's getting pretty old. He's the longest serving member of the court right now, appointed by Ronald Reagan. Bill Clinton got two appointments, Ginsburg and Breyer. And Barack Obama has had two appointments, Sotomayor and Kagan. Boy. Now our man may get his second appointment. If he gets the second appointment in his first year in office, wow. What if Donald Trump gets four appointments?
No wonder CNN is nonstop, wall-to-wall anti-Trump. As I mentioned earlier in the week, I occasionally turn in my, tune on my the Canadian the Communist Broadcasting Corporation. I mean the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation to see what lies they're going to be told about news up here. Actually, there's a bit more balance. We actually get some Canadian news and some foreign news in addition to the anti-Trump stuff. CNN, unless there's a mega fire or bomb somewhere in Europe, it's 24 hours. It's 60 minutes, 24/7 anti-Trump. It's almost what I imagine had they had television. Media would be like in communist Albania, you know, the nonstop thoughts of Comrade Enver Hoxha and denunciations of U.S. imperialism. There's nothing else. It's insane.
Yeah.
To get rid of him, because I think at least the smart ones among them, if there are any, are able to look at the same scene we're looking at and say, look, if this guy Trump gets to appoint another or two or even three more justices. But we are seriously set back for the next 25, 30 years.
Yeah. And the now the two Bill Clinton appointees, see, these are next in line. If Kennedy resigns, God bless Anthony Kennedy if he does the right thing and lets Donald Trump appoint an even better man. Ginsburg and Breyer, appointed by Bill Clinton. They're both really old. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 84 years old, and not only old, but looking old, very frail.
She looks every year of it and then 10.
Yeah, at the State of the Union address, it wasn't the State of the Union, it was the inaugural address of Donald Trump. She was falling asleep slumped over in her chair. Also, Bill Clinton was falling asleep at the Democratic convention. You may have noticed that Bill Clinton repeatedly was nodding off while his wife was speaking.
Well, that's probably a lifetime of practice.
Yeah, he's been doing that. Yeah, that's true. And those rare occasions when he's in the house with her, he probably does fall asleep a lot. But Stephen Breyer... he is no spring chicken, 78 years old, on the court for 23 years. So, you know, he's getting near retirement there. That would be wonderful, those two appointments coming up next. Unfortunately, the horrible Sonia Sotomayor is only 62 years old and has only been on the court 7 years. An Obama appointee, the other, Elena Kagan, only 57, another Obama appointee. Those two horrid justices will be with us for a long time, and those will be the last. If we can clean up the whole court, those will be the last two communists that remain on the court. We got some callers here. Laura, I think I interrupted you. I apologize, Laura. Please continue with your thought.
Yeah, I wanted to give everybody a reading suggestion. I listened to an author this weekend, and his book was called The Marketing of Evil. The Marketing of Evil. Excellent book. I suggest it to anyone. All I got was Dave. They never said his last name.
Okay.
This is The Marketing of Evil. And I just want to tell everybody that transgender, I don't care how many body parts you get cut off, or how many hormones you get injected with. You cannot change a person's chromosomes that they were born with. There's no way to change the chromosomes. You're a woman or you're a man. That's it.
Yes, yeah.
That's what Bill Watcock was saying up here in Canada. You can call yourself a bird, you can call yourself a fish. If you're born a man, you're a man.
That's right. So anyway, don't forget about Laura.
Laura, I think it's David Kupelian is the author. Is David Kupelian?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hang on. We'll get to you then, Timothy in Washington, right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
That's you folks out there.
What I hate.
That's Merle Haggard singing about you. And the book, Laura, are you still there? Laura's gone. Having to leave us also was George in Maryland. George, thank you very much. And he just sent me a link to the book Laura was talking about, which is The Marketing of Evil. And that is available at WorldNet Daily Books. Might be the best place to buy it there, WND Books at WND.com, which is Joe Farah's website. And Joseph Farah gave a huge ringing endorsement to Donald Trump. He is one of those men who can, and women, who can, in this close election that we just witnessed, lay claim to maybe having made the difference. Boy, what a thing to take to your to be able to tell to your descendants, you know, what were you doing during the revolution, Daddy? Well, I saved all of our bacon. And people like Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, Pat Buchanan, Michael Savage, Mike Rivero, Rush Limbaugh finally did the right thing. Joe Farah, Jerry Falwell Jr., no question, without Jerry Falwell Jr.'s endorsement, and not just an endorsement, the ringing nature of that endorsement, Jerry Falwell Jr. flew from his Liberty University location with his wife and his children to meet with Donald Trump. I'm trying to remember where that meeting took place. I think it might have been at Mike Pence's home in Indiana. But he flew, or maybe it was earlier, in Iowa. He didn't just endorse him. He flew out to the event, took his whole family with him, took the great chance with that Johnson Amendment in place. Jerry Falwell Jr. really stuck his neck out with the strength of his endorsement for Donald Trump, really defying the Johnson Amendment. So, but anyway, this book, it looks like a very interesting book. The Marketing of Evil, just to take a little look at it here. Unfortunately, I'm looking at it on Amazon. I hate to make any more money for Jeff Bezos, who, you know, I'm sad it had to be a Jeff Bezos who had the good idea of selling everything and anything online, really got it as to where the future was going. And the result, Jeff Bezos will be the richest man in the universe, easily surpassing Bill Gates and my sixth cousin, Warren Buffett. Realizing you can sell anything online. And Donald Trump has had some interesting comments about Amazon. He's aware that Amazon is a problem for us with Jeff Bezos' wealth. Let's hope that Jeff Bezos has some sort of epiphany about how here's another book by David Kopelian, How Evil Works. Another great title. Well, let's go to another caller here. Timothy in Washington. Can you hear us, Timothy?
Yes, James, George, Paul, always a great show. Just three quick things, only take about 28 seconds. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. And take all the time you like.
Right. Well, number one, the Supreme Court has recently ruled there's no such thing as hate speech. So you can pretty much say anything except fire in a theater, and it's free speech. Second, I think the reason why Kennedy's getting ready to jump off the train is he's going to side with this Muslim or this immigration band, and I think he's really going to hurt us in that sense. I think that's the last bit of bad stuff he's going to do. And then the third thing, and too bad George jumped off, but really, James, this is sort of a matter of honor. George got a battlefield promotion as co-host. Instead of George from Maryland, it should be George co-host. I mean, after Trump got the crown, George, he was on the front line the whole time. He really should be called a co-host. And so those three points, of course, I could talk forever. But anyways, if that's all, any response to that? If not, I'll let you go.
I like, you know what? I like, let's add some stripes to George's sleeve. And I've just been calling him George from Maryland out of habit. That was his original moniker.
Right.
I have referred to him as Paul and my co-host, for a while. And he certainly is. But yeah, I think I'll come up with something innovative. Maybe you'll come up with a suggestion. An interesting thought on Kennedy, but I'll have an encouraging thought on how we'll survive whatever the court decides about Trump's travel bans. It'll all be a moot point. We'll talk about that right after this break. You can stay on if you like. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's rebuild America first. And salute to George here, who had to leave. Paul Fromm is still with us, the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this show. And I don't know if we still have you. Timothy, are you still there? We lost Timothy. And we still have, I think we still have Ramsey in Canada hanging on the line. Timothy was talking about the possibility that Kennedy might vote the wrong way on the Trump travel bans that would largely affect Muslims. And the some good news here. Chris Kobach, who is currently the Secretary of State for Kansas, has been a very close advisor to Donald Trump. Donald Trump made him the head of his voter fraud effort. And Kobach has just announced that he is going to run for the governor's position in Kansas. The current governor, Sam Brownback, is term limited, so he will have to retire. And Chris Kobach, boy, he is a fireball. Hardliner on immigration. I'm reading his article here on Wikipedia. He wants greater voting restrictions. He wants a Muslim registry. Oh, I like that. He regularly makes claims, says the liberal Wikipedia, about the extent of voter fraud in the United States. And he is absolutely right. Wikipedia doesn't think he is, but we know he is. As Secretary of State, Chris Kobach has implemented some of the strictest voter ID legislation in the nation. He has fought to remove tens of thousands of voters from the state voter rolls. And he announced on my birthday, actually, just a few days ago, he announced he is running for governor. He made that announcement in the county I used to live in, Johnson County, Kansas, which, just a little incidental fact, at one time was the wealthiest county in America, certainly not because I was living there. He has done a whole lot of really good things, and I'm looking at a good article on that in Breitbart here. But this brain trust that Donald Trump is assembling of people like Steve Bannon and Chris Kobach and Jeff Sessions, this is a really extraordinary brain trust. It takes a while to accumulate something like this. It also takes a little while to separate the men from the boys in your brain trust and find out who really has the stuff it takes in this battle. And, well, there you go. Paul, anywhere you'd like to direct the conversation?
Well, I think the attacks on freedom of speech and the fanatical efforts to further disrupt families and basically our identity with this nonsense about the transgendered and the ungendered and so on. This is a pure Frankfurt School effort to destroy from within and make us basically forget our unsure of even who we are. And it's that confusion that's what I see being spread. And much of the political and media establishment raise no barrier to it at all. In fact, in Canada, most of our political establishment, at least the center and the left, are all in favor of it. And every one of these efforts to grant rights or protection to the bizarre, the weird, and the mixed up means taking rights of free speech and belief away from the majority. For instance, Bill Walcott, the effort is to force him to refer to this mixed up creature as she. And he says, I can't do that because I don't believe it. And, you know, without overselling the case, this is right back to the era of Christian martyrdom, where the torture would stop if you would simply renounce Jesus Christ as your personal savior. If you just said, I don't believe in Christ, or I believe in Allah or the emperor or whatever, torture would stop. Okay, we're a little more sophisticated. It's North Korea light up here. There isn't the rack and the thumb screws and you're not being flailed alive or burned in a pot of oil. But it's the same idea. Christians or even sensible non-believers who look at a creature like this more than and say it's a male. Not very good-looking male in drag is an even less good-looking female. This person is mentally unhinged. I'm not going to call the thing she. I'm going to call it T or likely it. I mean, we are being ruled by the seriously mentally disturbed. And in terms of the global battles that we have to face, for instance, with communist China and rampant out-of-control Zionism, how can we do that? We can't even get the gender's right. That really worries me.
Yeah. Now, here's another example. This is amazing. In the articles we were reading earlier in the show about Sweden and Canada, it was mentioned that the Swedish minister said, we're going to get rid of the word race in our hate crime law that prohibits incitement to hatred on the basis of race. This is extraordinary, Paul. Why would they do that? They're going to take out, edit out the word race. They intend to do this by July of next year. What's behind that? Well, think about it, folks. We also learned that they deny, he says it there, there is no scientific basis for the concept even of race. So here's where the left has been hoist on its own petard. They say race doesn't exist, but they have a law prohibiting incitement of hatred based on race. Does your law have meaning? Do words have meaning? That word race is a bogus word, right? Well, so they have to get rid of it. They have to stop using it unless they want to be, lifted on their own petard. So the they're going to come up with some clever way of deleting the word race. Now, this word race, if you look in science, go read some articles about populations that are endangered species or preserving different populations of different animals and so on. And you'll see that a synonym for the word subspecies is race. That animal biologists have frequently talk about a race of coyotes or a race of quail, which is a subspecies, meaning an identifiable population that has, unique and observable characteristics and, has a territory. That is a race. And, of course, that's what we are. Of course we're a race. Of course that's a valid concept. But this is going to be amazing, Paul, when they – imagine with hate speech laws, what if kids in, so let's say, Swedish high schools are not allowed to use the word race? Because that would be an incitement to hatred.
Well, James, isn't it funny that the politically correct will tell us that race is just a social construct? All right, if race is just a social construct, how do they know how to line up for the goodies under anti-white affirmative action? Well, race is just a social construct. How do you know you're black? Well, I mean, you just got told that. Why should you have special privileges because of some person's mental delusion? Not you and me, but the movement has to be much, much more aggressive. Trump is granting us a window. We have to start clawing back what we've lost in the last 50 years. All the blighted careers of young whites and middle-aged whites, middle-aged guys who didn't get a promotion because they're the wrong color or had the wrong equipment between their legs. The young guys who didn't get a scholarship or didn't get a job or didn't get a decent position or promotion because they were the wrong race or the wrong sex or whatever. We have got to be really aggressive to start getting back what's ours.
Yes. Well, let me give you a little bit more here on this this great guy, Chris Kobach, who is he's a pretty young guy. Let's look him up here. He is 51 years old, born in Madison, Wisconsin, have five kids, Harvard University bachelor's, and went to Oxford and got his law degree, got a PhD at Oxford. Not bad. Got a law degree at Yale. This is a guy you want on your team. And he is, while running for Congress, Chris Kobach represented out-of-state students on behalf of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, talking about hitting back harder, Paul, in a lawsuit against the state of Kansas, challenging a state law which grants in-state tuition to illegal immigrants.
Oh, my God.
In 2005, Kobach filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Immigration Reform Law Institute challenging a similar law in California. And I can attest to that, folks. In California, illegal immigrants get in-state tuition, which might mean a reduction in tuition from $30,000 to $3,000. It's mind-boggling. Well, not that good. I'm remembering my days in college. There's nothing like that now. Boy, the tuitions are, I don't think you can, even in-state tuition, I don't think you can get anything less than about $12,000. Let's see, what else has he done? Kobach has litigated several lawsuits defending cities and states that adopt laws to discourage illegal immigration. He served as lead lawyer defending the city of Valley Park, Missouri, in a federal case concerning an ordinance that requires businesses to use a federal worker verification program known as E-Verify in order to maintain a business license. So this is pushing back, fighting back, even at the local level. This ordinance was upheld by a Missouri federal judge. And the Kobach is the lead attorney defending the city of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. That's the home of our friend, now congressman. Boy, his name escapes me. Who is the Hazleton mayor? Somebody in the audience will help us help our memories here. Whose ordinances prohibited employing and renting to illegal immigrants, which had been struck down by a federal judge. Who was the mayor in Hazleton? We'll remember in a second. But notice that Chris Kobach, with that Harvard degree, law degree, with that PhD from Oxford, young man, and Donald Trump has recruited him. He has put him in his brain trust. Chris Kobach was instrumental in drafting Arizona's SB 1070, another great anti-illegal immigrant law, and defended the case in court. So this he is a one-man dynamo. The Supreme Court struck down part of Arizona's SB 1070 in a 5-3 decision. Skip over that. And Kobach is also credited as a primary author of Alabama HB 56, which is even tougher than Arizona's anti-illegal law. So look forward to this. Chris Kobach, I think Donald Trump will certainly be campaigning for him, stumping for him in Kansas. So let's look forward to yet another great Republican governor. And some of these guys are so good. You don't know, from Donald Trump's point of view, do I appoint him to be a secretary and thereby lose him as a governor? Or as Secretary of State, Kobach has implemented some of the strictest voter ID legislation in the nation. And the point I wanted to make to Timothy earlier concerning whatever happens with the Supreme Court and Donald Trump's travel bans, Kobach has made the point that Donald Trump has the tools he needs right now with the laws on the books right now. If he can institute strict vetting, extreme vetting, that's Donald Trump's term. He can institute more and more of extreme vetting by simply pressing harder and harder on his employees, which is the entire executive branch, and folks, the Department of Homeland Security alone, that one branch under John Kelly has 250,000 employees. So Donald Trump brings John Kelly into the office and says, Mr. Kelly, Secretary Kelly, go on out there and get all 250,000 of your employees doing extreme vetting. So that's on Chris Kobach making the point that we don't need to We do not need, what do they say in that movie, Treasure of the Sierra Madre, Paul? Badges? I don't need no stinking badges. We don't need no stinking decisions from courts in order to institute extreme vetting. And that's what Chris Kobach has said in a Breitbart article that I read this weekend. I like this. Kobach has repeatedly called on Obama to release his birth certificate. this guy's good. We will be back, folks, right after this break. And it's a good chance to call in. They're open lines. We've got Ramsey in Canada still holding. We'll have you on right after the break, Ramsey.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
Just about to head into our final hour here in our 3-hour Sunday extravaganza. We've got Ramsey, I think, still on the line, and Ramsey will go to you in just a moment. I would like to get Pastor Tom Robb. Oh, we lost Ramsey. We made him wait long enough. If we could get Pastor Tom Robb, I apologize, Ramsey. If we could get Pastor Tom Robb back in. Now, my just a phone book I have with me, it's got an old number for Pastor Robb. But a bunch of people in this audience are part of Tom Robb's congregation, and also folks who know Pastor Robb. So if you wouldn't mind doing so, if you've got a better phone book at hand than I do, call Pastor Robb up, if you would, and ask him to call back into the show. We'll put you right on. And he called earlier in the program, so he will not mind you giving him a call. You will be interrupting him. Tom Robb never rests. So he's always doing a bunch. And that's why he's achieved as much as he has. The let's go here to some other stories here that are happening right now. You know, one that George has really kept up on, Steve Scalise and his condition. And I think I saw a report, Paul, that Steve Scalise's condition was upgraded to fair. And that's wonderful news. So we might be.
That came through last night, and that although it sounds grim, is a good deal better than it was, and it looks as though he will be making a recovery, and that's wonderful.
And he apparently he's actually tweeting now, and let's go to our tweeting portion of the program. I don't tweet, and everybody tells me, "Come on, Kelso, you got to start tweeting. You're out of it." So
yeah, you've got a tweet, you tweet thing.
And I'm with Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge, here's what he does. He thinks the social media, and he's got a good point here. Matt Drudge doesn't like the social media because they're controlled by the enemy. Pretty much all of them are controlled by the enemy. And it means that you go to all this work, you set up a channel on something like Facebook, and I've had a bunch of friends who put in a whole bunch of work, even my wife put up a whole bunch of work, and then Facebook just deletes the account.
Yeah,
they just flush it. No explanations or anything, and of course they can do that because they own it. And Matt Drudge says this problem here is they own you when they're doing that. They own your work. Try to be more independent. Now, what Drudge does, his website, drudgereport.com, is utterly independent. It hasn't changed really much at all since the day he opened it, and hugely influential. But what he does, he has finally decided to tweet a little bit. But what he does is right after he tweets, he puts out a tweet to, I think he has something like a million followers or something. But then he deletes his tweet. So anyway, he's put out some neat tweets, and we're going to go to some of those tweets. Neat tweets right after the break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.